Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More delays on the U.S. getting our beef into South Korea. Back on that in just a moment.
How may I help you?
Well, I was looking
at the Grasshopper. You obviously want the most mower for your money.
Sure.
It's got true zero-turn trims while it mows. You'll cut your mowing time in half.
Sounds great. I'll just...
Not half as great as the smooth ride and years of dependability. Easy handling.
Look, I'll take it.
But I'm not done yet.
Yes, you are.
Who's this?
His wife.
You don't work here?
We were on the way to the grocery store.
Strange.
Find the Grasshopper dealer closest to you at grasshoppermower.com.
Growing up, I was one of those kids always bragging about how tough my dad was. In my mind, he was invincible. I even remember how small cigarettes used to look in his strong hands. Now I'm watching him depend on a respirator, and it's just hard. He's not even 50 yet. So when I see my little boy looking at me like I'm Superman, there's no question, tobacco stops with me.
Ever the optimist, Ag Secretary Ed Schaefer believes we'll be able to get U.S. beef into South Korea fairly soon, despite all the political rhetoric that's going on right now against President Lee over his decision to accept U.S. beef into that country.
Despite more delays in allowing U.S. beef to freely enter South Korea, and despite continuing protests against U.S. beef by some Korean groups,
we expect the beef to be flowing to South Korea soon.
Agriculture Secretary Ed Schaefer telling reporters Tuesday he's been talking with folks involved in the Korean beef issue. South Korea has once again been here checking out U.S. beef plants. Originally, the South Korean market was to open back on the 15th of May.
The delay involves after the site visits by the Korean officials, which all turned out well. They had some concern about in the pipeline beef versus, beef after this point in time. We're working that out, but I am positive after several conversations this morning that we will see beef flowing to Korea very shortly.
Before South Korea banned U.S. beef after the 2003 BSE case here, that country was an $850 million market for U.S. beef.
Thank you, Gary. Gary Crawford with that report from Ag Secretary Ed Schaefer. Now, the reports we are getting directly from Korea seem to support the view of the Ag Secretary, and that is the fact that we are fairly close to getting some U.S. beef back into Korea once again. Won't be without controversy. That safety inspection team just back from U.S. meatpacking plants. That the word from the Korean government. One high-ranking official quoted as saying to Yonhap News, "We will announce the new quarantine conditions after we have the inspection team's results." At that point, then we'll see some U.S. beef starting to make its way back into the Korean market. First will be those batches of U.S. beef that have been in cold storage for months now, some 5,300 tons of boneless meat cuts that were imported last year and held up. Major shipments of ribs and chucks, Koreans' favorite parts, expect to start around the middle of next month once U.S. meatpacking plants finish calibrating their production lines to cater to Korean tastes. That the word from Yonhap News. Attention, they say, is still high, with the public still unconvinced of its safety over fears of mad cow disease. Reflecting public concern, department stores and big retail stores are reluctant to sell U.S. beef at the moment. And the news report from Korea says even American fast food chains such as McDonald's and Burger King are vowing to stick to beef produced in Australia and New Zealand for their Korean operations, at least for now. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Bioenergy Center is a research collaboration among the University of Oklahoma, Oklahoma State University, and the Noble Foundation. The center focuses on cultivating the future of Oklahoma's renewable fuel industry through four key areas: crop development, crop production, harvest collection and transport, and biomass to fuel conversion technology. For more information, visit online at okbioenergy.org. The Oklahoma Bioenergy Center is proud to be a sponsor of our Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.